Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Member Forum Video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSEU Co-op Solutions Member Forum here in beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Adam Hodds, H-O-D-Z, right?
That's right.
Adam Hodds from PSEU Co-op. How are you, Adam?
I'm fantastic. We're just getting started here.
We are.
I was here for a couple days of advisory meetings and... can't wait to hear what Chuck and others have to say.
Well, he's right up on stage right now, so let's get this going here so we can catch the tail end of his talk. But you are the Vice President of Product Management, Payments, and Fraud, correct?
I am.
So your job is quite the adventure every day. There's something new every day, right? I would think, right?
You are correct. That is a short title that I use, but I have everything credit, debit, fraud, prepaid, contact center, IVR.
That is a juggling act, sir.
Yes, it's a juggling act. One day leads to the next with every vertical hitting my desk.
Well, again, I mean,
everything non-dated and digital, I should say.
Well, of course, but it makes your job exciting, though.
It does.
So,
it does.
I mean,
every day is new.
Never a dull moment. Yeah.
And we're you know, constantly I'm involved in new products and services in various verticals that it makes it exciting.
Right on. I bet. And Cratons are eager to find out more about this type of stuff as well. And speaking of that, we're talking buy now, pay later, BNPL, for
hot
those
topic.
Acronym folks out there. So,
hot topic.
Yeah, so what is, I mean, before we dive into a couple of questions, what's the latest out there? Because we heard, I mean, there's all sorts of stories out there with buy now, pay later, and then how it relates to Cratons. So give us a quick overview on what's the latest out there with buy now, pay later.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's still a hot topic. Credit unions are super interested. They hear the stories, they see the stories, they see the growth. Super interested. Do I take the step? Do I not take the step?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We recommend everyone taking a hard look at it. Really, if you're not ready to jump right in, but you know, devise a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
How can we, you
mm-hmm.
know, dip our toes at least? Because your members are using it, and
a
so
lot.
It's a lot. You can see the numbers are staggering. And so, you know, I think it's a force to be reckoned with, and it's only going to get stronger.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. So why is buy now, pay later so important for financial institutions to consider, credit unions in this case?
Yeah, it's about that growth that I talked about. I read an article recently where it said the market's about $1.5 billion right now, which is already huge, right? Because it hasn't been all around that long.
Right.
And they expect that to grow to $9 billion by 2030.
I couldn't.
That's huge.
I still think that's conservative. I think that's conservative.
That could be, right?
Yeah.
That's huge. And so you look at the 25 to 34 demographic, those Gen Zers, it's a huge usage by them, 600% increase.
Gosh.
And so people are just using it, you know, because it's there,
mm-hmm.
right? It makes
mm-hmm.
life easier. We released, the PSU released the Buy Now, Pay Later payment index in January,
mm-hmm.
and we saw usage grow by 25% year over year during the holidays. It's a
especially
huge way for folks to be able to budget that holiday spend when
mm-hmm.
that extra, you know, money is needed. And you're seeing it, what's crazy is you're seeing it now in like grocery stores.
That's what I was just thinking.
You're seeing it, you know, with eye surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exercise equipment,
mm-hmm.
it's all around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredibly important for them to take a look at that.
Yeah, and it can, I mean, this is a whole other show, but it can get out of control pretty quickly as well. So that's a whole other.
It can. It can. There are certainly, you know, some
that's
dark.
That's my worry with it. So.
There are some dark things you hear about it.
Yeah.
But when you know, provided with education and usage around it, you know, you can really use it to help those monthly expenses.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're all struggling, you know, we hear about that in the news, you know, lots of folks struggling, and so this can be a valuable tool
mm-hmm.
for them.
For sure. So what is PSCU's approach to offering buy now, pay later to credit unions out there? So, and I think it's kind of revolving around three principles.
Yeah, three principles. Yeah, you nailed it. It's your members are using it,
mm-hmm.
right? We've talked about that. It needs to be through the lens of financial wellness, right? And what better way to do that than a trusted credit union,
mm-hmm.
right?
For sure.
And then it needs to be seamless and digital because the main users, those Gen Zers, and really cross generations, require it, right? They want that easy access. Yeah. And so we took those three principles and developed, you know, our post-purchase offering, which is based off of existing credit lines, so no new applications, no new decisioning, no new credit extension or anything like that. And then we paired that with a flexible offer approach where credit unions can really determine sort of what that program looks like, right? And then it comes back to that financial wellness approach. Members and consumers, they want the ability to have flexible payments, and mm-hmm. this puts that right in their mm-hmm. hands.
Completely, yeah. A lot of freedom with this for sure, or just it kind of expands their capabilities. So how does post-purchase compare to POS or point-of-sale options, and what are the advantages to the credit union?
Yeah, it compares in that it gives flexibility for consumers and members to make maybe those large unexpected purchases. That's where it really compares to some of those fintechs. Where I think it differs is, I go back to that, our product was designed with existing credit lines, which really stays true to that second principle of financial budgeting and wellness. And ability to repay, because that's been a huge issue, right? We've seen, those fintechs that have come out that hit the scene first. They've come out and had, huge losses, and we want to try to mitigate that.
Yeah.
And we feel like with a post-purchase and the existing credit line, those things, might help mitigate that.
Right.
It helps meet your member where they're at, right? They're at a time in their life where they might need some flexibility. Mm-hmm. You already have a relationship with them, so you know them, and so you can determine whether or not you want to offer, mm-hmm. A flexible payment plan to them.
It's a complete value add.
That's right.
For credit, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then again, I can't say it enough. It's just that that budgeting, right? Ability to give your members something to help them based off the program you designed. So we think those things are what really separate it from that sort of point of sale, new credit line, new relationship. You don't really know them. This is someone you have a relationship with, and can deepen that relationship and really help them.
Oh, yeah.
Help them.
Yep, for sure. And they'll remember it for, there's that trust and that loyalty thing.
That's right.
This is something that
that's
is
right.
a great tool for to really enhance that.
And that's why they're with a credit union. They want that trust. Mm-hmm. They want that relationship, and this helps deepen that.
Yep, for sure. Last question for you. Why should credit union, why should credit union support or even consider buy now, pay later? I think we've...
I think we talked about it. It's the growth, right? I mean, I go back to that. The growth, this thing's hit the market and just stormed right in. And there's no going back at this point, I don't think. I talked about that growth. Like you said, you think the $9 billion might be conservative in 2030. This thing could be huge. And so I think credit unions have to take that and look at it and devise a strategy, because it's not going away.
Yeah.
The growth is going to be... is going to continue. I would, and your members are using it, right? If they're using it, then find
Why
a way for you to jump in. And so I would encourage FIs to dig deep into their data. And if they process with PSU, we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look for themselves, see for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our Buy Now, Pay Later Insights, that we released a few months ago, we show transactions from Affirm and Klarna and Afterpay, the big three. And so they're using it. And so we had a credit union with 30,000 accounts, and we showed 20,000 transactions going to those big three. So they're using it. And so it's important for you to grab onto that. Of those 20,000, 45% roughly were millennials, 30% were Gen X.
Mm-hmm,
so all demographics are using.
And if you want that younger membership, which all credit unions need right now,
that's
just another way of doing it too.
That's right.
And the other thing, as you're talking, I'm thinking about credit unions really want to be relevant in so many ways. This is a great way to keep your credit union top of mind, especially for the younger generation. I think this is demographic agnostic, but I think
I agree with
it
you
really
yeah.
caters to the younger generations for sure.
I think it started sort of in the younger, and people are starting to see how easy it is to use and how flexible, and you need a air conditioner out of
a new set of tires, a refrigerator. Are you kidding me?
And,
it's perfect.
You know, if you're not planned for it, 20 years ago, you were, searching. Now you have options, and I think options, help folks tremendously. And so I think with all of that, they, you know, I hate to say you have to step in, but I would say you have to take a look at it.
I agree.
And see if it works for your institution.
Well, the writing's on the wall, the numbers are there. It's all right there in front of you. So why not? So yeah. Alrighty, sir. Adam, anything else to add to wrap up here?
I hope everyone enjoys the conference. It's always a favorite of mine every year, and I've enjoyed seeing everyone, and I'm looking forward to a good couple of days.
Sounds good. Alright, Adam, thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate it.
The time. Yeah. Well done on this stuff. Buy now, pay later, everybody. Go check it out if you haven't already.
Have a good one.
Well done. Member 4 video is brought to you by PSEU Co-op Solutions, Connective, and Despite Impossible.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.